And friends, this is Andrew Phipps, Faith Family Freedom podcast on BBS Radio podcasts and also television. We appreciate your being with us today, and we always enjoy having guests, people that we feel that make a difference, people that can advocate for the things that you and I cherish and hold dear to our hearts. And we're excited today about having David Carr out of Somerset, Kentucky, Pulaski County. David Carr has several radio stations, King of Kings Radio and Christian programming that he is putting in so many places. And David is a great patriot. He's a Christian advocate. And the impact of his radio and his reaching out across so much of the country, it's only the Lord would know of the tremendous benefits that have come from David Carr and his radio ministry. It's wonderful today to have my good friend David Carr with us from down in Somerset, Kentucky, Pulaski County. My mother was, her residence was McCreary County, and my dad was from Wayne County, so I'm a little bit familiar with that area, been in some churches there. And Brother David Carr, King of Kings Radio, how many radio stations are you on now, brother?
Well, we're on 10 different radio stations. We own 10 different stations, and we're in 8 different states plus the internet.
8 different states plus the internet. I know you, so many people that I hear that enjoy your programs there, your format, and it's Christian, and I applaud and commend you and congratulate you for that. Not long ago, we talked, and of course, you and I had been together down in Alabama when Judge Roy Moore was running for the U.S. Senate, and we got to fellowship some. You had talked with me, and I was hoping that it would come to fruition, that you would like to be able to meet with President Donald Trump because you have a biblical admonition. Would you mind to share what's on your heart today with our folks, brother?
Well, I appreciate you suggesting that I meet with Donald Trump. I believe he's got a stronghold of evil against him. I believe this country has a stronghold of evil against him. And I also believe Israel has a stronghold of evil. And the Lord told us that these days would be upon us. And he also told us to occupy till he comes. And I believe that the Church of the Living God can break the strongholds of evil, but there's a price to pay. And, you know, you've read 2 Chronicles 7:14 many times. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, he promised that we could hear from heaven. And I've often asked, how do you do that? I've heard people say that. A lot of folks have quoted it many. You've heard it, Brother Phipps, many times. But how do you do it? And so the information that I have is I've borrowed from other men of God. Solomon said there's nothing new under the heavens. And so I captured some thoughts that were, I think, critical in unraveling 2 Chronicles 7:14. And you remember in Matthew chapter 6 and along with Luke chapter 11, especially in chapter 11, that one of his disciples came to him. And now we're talking about somebody that followed him, that handled him, as 1 John would say, the word of God. And yet they ask him a simple question, you know, teach us how to pray. Would you teach us how to pray? And so the Lord responded by giving them an example. And it starts out by us, first of all, addressing the Creator as we ought to address him, our Father. And then it, you know, if you go to the New Testament, which you're very biblically literate, and you go to the New Testament, and you see that whatever we ask in his name, he said he would hear it. He said he would do it. And so when we address him as Father and then respect and honor his name, When we say hallowed be thy name, we're talking about his holiness. And the first thing that we ask for is thy kingdom come and thy will be done. And so when you talk about the kingdom of coming, some folks relate it to the present hour. I believe that the Lord's coming. And even John prayed, you know, even so come quickly, Lord Jesus. So every day, if I pray the model prayer, I'm praying for the Lord to come. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, basically. And then when we say thy will be done, and we know that America is in the last of the last days, probably. We know the spirit of Antichrist prevails. We're dealing with evil like we've never dealt with evil before. Yeah. And so we're praying for his will. And then we start out and we're this, you know, when we humble ourselves and pray, I think when we get to that point, then we're ready to seek his face. And especially if we do it three times a day, you remember it was Daniel that prayed three times a day. He didn't have to pray three times a day, but he did. And he walked out of a lion's den. And that's always caught my attention. And then when you see the king of Israel, David, that said, morning, noon, and night will I pray in Psalm 55, then I thought, well, there's something to that. And again, let me just emphasize, I'm borrowing this from other men of God. And then when we get to the point when we say, forgive us of our debts, we could add sins, faults, shortcomings. But the conjunction with that is as we forgive our neighbor. So if I'm willing to forgive my neighbor and I'm asking God to forgive me for what I've done wrong, then and come short of, I believe that's seeking his face. I believe we're serious. I'm not where I ought to be with you. I want to get right. Forgive me of my debts and so on. And then when you get down to that point, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And this is the most evil time I've ever seen in my life. I've been in the ministry now over 55 years, and I've not seen such evil as our day and time. And then so when we begin to seek God, we will naturally turn from our wicked ways, and we'll get closer to God. And I believe that's when we're going to hear from heaven. I believe that's when we can break the stronghold of evil. And it's very, very serious, very, very sobering. And the only thing I know, Brother Phipps, is that the Lord told us these days were coming. He told us everything, but yet he said, occupy till I come. And that means to pull down strongholds and push back evil. And I believe the only way we can do that, of course, we have to put forth efforts, you know, and, you know, defending our country and our Christianity and everything. But at the same time, when we pray and we know that our God's going to hear us, and I want to just conclude with this, the secret is the unity. If you read the book of Acts, when they came together in one accord, the place was shaken. And right. And I thought if Donald Trump was to come out and say, I want you to pray for me and I want you to pray for this nation, I want you to pray for Israel, here's how I suggest you pray. The reason I think the model prayer is the secret is because our denominations cannot, unite us. Our doctrine cannot unite us, even though we're supposed to rightly divide the word of truth. But saying the prayer together, you know, I can pray that prayer in 32 seconds or I can pray that prayer in 3 hours. It all depends. Right. It's a guide. It's a model. It's something to follow. But it unites the body of Christ. And I am very concerned about the election coming up. Even though Donald Trump has thousands that come out to hear him, I believe that evil is got such a stronghold, we could lose this election. So that's what I appreciate you letting me share. I wanted to make it as simple as I could. I believe the men of God, if they lead their congregations to pray together and be specific in our prayers, it will unite us as the body of Christ. And I do believe in the church of the living God because the Lord said he loved it and he gave himself for it. And I believe the Amen. Church is a key right now in uniting.
You know, Brother Carr, you have brought up such a wonderful consideration. I think it's worth being considered by all of us. I think the Lord has moved upon you in the sense of directing and giving you the impetus, giving you the passion to bring this to our attention. I was just thinking, as you were speaking so well there, there surely must be a way. I know there are people, there are strategists, there are political people around Donald Trump. I know there are all kinds of people, I'm sure, that are praying for him, and I appreciate that. But maybe God has just reached down to you there where you are. And, you know, in a comparative thing, it's not altogether accurate, but, you know, Esther, when she went before the king and Mordecai told her, and she finally made her mind up, and she said, if I perish, I perish. The cause was greater than anything. And I don't know. I can just believe, Brother Carr, that maybe God has put his hand, so to speak, in directing you, giving you the discernment. And surely there is somebody there. I don't know. I'm just speaking off the top of my head. There's got to be somebody, whether it's a United States senator or a member of the House of Representatives, somebody that would say, hey, look, there is a man that is truly burdened. He feels like that he has a word from the Lord. And just like, you know, when the little lady there went to the how to go to the Jordan River and bathe. And God may have put us in a situation here, brother, where that there is somebody, maybe within the sound of our voices, or that would see us, that could have the right key, that might know Donald Trump in a way that I've seen him, I've been very close to him, but I've never shaken his hand. I'd like to, but I believe that you have the message. You're the messenger, Brother Carr, and I'm just praying. I'm praying that God will facilitate this and maybe bring it to pass, because I know you well enough, David Carr, that you would go to Washington, you would go to Florida, you'd go to Pennsylvania or wherever to deliver this message. You have a message from the Lord.
Well, Brother Phipps, I also want to just add one thing. What got me under conviction about praying three times a day, and specifically praying, the Muslims do it every day, five times a day, and they do it five times a day to a God that doesn't exist, because the Lord said, I'm God, then there is none beside me. And so in radio, we have a time, 8 o'clock in the morning, we sound the shofar, and we just remind people to pray. We do it at 12 o'clock, we do it 6 o'clock in the afternoon, and we do it at midnight to begin our day, because I really believe there's just something. You know, I've not walked with the Lord like the disciples walked with him. They handled him, they touched him, they heard him, they ate with him, they worshiped him in person, and yet they reached a stage they didn't know how to pray. Teach us how to pray. And I appreciate you allowing me just to share this with you, because I believe that you have a touch of God as well upon your life, and you're trying to help America with these podcasts. May the Lord bless your efforts in it.
Yeah, well, Brother Carr, let me say this. I know that there are some powerful people in the state of Kentucky, whether it's Congressman Hal Rogers or whether it's Rand Paul. I don't know if I'm picking up a name that you may have pursued, but surely, surely through everybody praying for you, praying that God will just facilitate this and make the path clear and make it where that you can be the carrier, as it were, when Elijah confronted Ahab and gave him a message. So I'm hoping and praying that you are the one that God just somehow blesses. I know he's already blessed you, but I think this message that you feel burdened to share with President Donald Trump, I think it's something that shouldn't be treated frivolously or lightly. I think we should pray that God makes a way for you, Brother Carr.
Well, thank you very much. And it doesn't matter to me who delivers that message. His life, you know, he's been attempted assassination twice. And you look what's happening with our weather and with Helena, and then also now with the new one coming through Florida. I believe evil is on the move, but I still believe that the church is the pillar and the ground of truth, and the gates of hell cannot stop us from breaking strongholds. You're an encouragement today. Thank you for that.
Well, I want to thank you, and I still believe that you ought to be the carrier. I know you're not elevating or saying selfishly that I have to be the one. You're not an egotist. And so you're a servant, like I want to be a servant of the Lord. And so I'm just thinking that we ought to pray that the path would be made clear, because somehow, some way, I haven't been given that burden. But I share the burden with you, my friend. And I know that your heart's right. I know it's genuine. And I want to thank you. And listen, Brother Carr, any time that it would enter your mind that we could be of help or assistance or help you in any way, you know how to get in touch with us.
Thank you very much. I do. And again, may the Lord honor your efforts, because America is at great risk right now. And I still believe that God is still on the throne, but he, again, allows for irresponsibility to take place. And I just think it's time for the Church of the Living God to do her part. And I believe with men like you, informing them helps them to do that. God bless you, Brother Phillips.
Yeah, God bless you. Brother Carr, this is something I think we ought to do. I've never done this before, as far as I know, in any of my broadcasting years. But can you give us that prayer again, the model prayer there that the Lord gave there? You know, we know the Lord prayed in John 17, and some say that was the prayer, but the prayer that's on your heart, do you have that where you can give that to us again, verbatim or whatever, brother?
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Lord, you know our country needs you so much. The Church of God, Lord, is still alive. The gates of hell have not prevailed. And may your will be done in the matter of this coming election and the salvation of America. May we fulfill the occupation that you've required us in these days. Because, dear Father, your kingdom is soon to come. And, Lord, thank you for the daily bread, the daily help that you're giving to the victims of the hurricane. Thank you for that, Lord. And thank you for forgiving us. We ask you to forgive us of our sin, fault, shortcomings, as we forgive our neighbors, our brothers, Lord, that fall short many times. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, Lord. Israel needs you so bad to protect them against the wickedness and the evil one of this world. And Lord, remind us it's your kingdom, and it'll happen because of your power. And Lord, most of all, it'll be for your glory. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Carr. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. And we're hoping this will come to pass, the burden that you have on your heart. God bless you, brother.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653, or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Embark on a life-changing journey through the ancient lands of Greece, where history and faith collide. Walk in the footsteps of the Apostle Paul as you explore the rich heritage and breathtaking beauty of this remarkable country. Over 11 unforgettable days, experience the vibrant culture and deep spiritual significance of cities like Athens, Corinth, and Thessaloniki. Discover the places where Paul preached, prayed, and penned letters that have inspired millions. From bustling markets to serene temples, this journey offers a unique blend of adventure, reflection, and fellowship. This incredible tour is brought to you by Signature Tours, a company with a family tradition of four generations. With meticulous attention to detail and the best private guides in the industry, Signature Tours ensures an amazing trip. Join Andrew Phipps and his wife Shirley from June 18th through the 28th, 2025, for an experience that will deepen your faith and leave you with memories to last a lifetime. Don't miss this opportunity to connect with history and make new friends on this incredible spiritual journey. Scan the QR code or head over to phippsfaithfamilyfreedom.org to learn more and secure your spot today.
Friends, this is Andrew Phipps. Again, thank you for being a part of our Faith Family Freedom broadcast, whether it's television, BBS radio, or the various other media upon which that we are able to reach you. We hope today that you are able to enjoy the day. We hope that somehow maybe this program might be a help. Perhaps it might bring a ray of sunshine into your area. We certainly believe that God's able. He's the God of all comfort, and I know him as the Lord Jesus Christ, and I hope that you do today as well. When I think of what the gospel does, we see it not only in tragedy, we see it not only in tsunamis and earthquakes, and like we have seen here in the hurricane, Helene. We see it and have witnessed it. And, you know, as the state of Florida particularly gets in the bullseye, so to speak, just about every time there's a hurricane, we need to also remember those wonderful people, the Floridians, places all across Florida that are impacted, that have seen the winds get up to maybe 100 mile an hour or close to it or over it. And we've seen a lot of devastation and cities that I can think of just off the top of my head, like Perry, Florida, or Bradenton, Florida, Sarasota, up through that area, going up towards Jacksonville on the northeast corner of the state of Florida. Well, I know that these people are, they're resilient. We as Americans have always had that legacy. We know that when the odds are against us, we do battle with it. We go to work. We try to overcome. And our ingenuity of the people is just beyond comprehension. People, they say that necessity is the mother of invention. Well, these folks, they're not only survivalists, but they're good citizens. And we need to pray for them. Prayer is a wonderful thing. It's not the last resort. It ought to be the first on the litmus test. And the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So says the Word of God. And so we have to be neighbors. If there's anything that's going to help our nation and save our nation, it'll be the pulpits. It'll be Bible preaching. It'll be those areas where preachers are thundering aloud against the sins of the people, this wicked situation that we have with abortion. I understand that the governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, had as part of the agenda there, at least from an administrative standpoint, that he had no problem, it seems, with aborting a baby after it's born. I hope that it's not altogether true, but I'm afraid it is based upon the documentation that I see. A man that will lie about his military service and try to give himself more credit than credit is due, try to put himself as though he were in a position that he did not get into, that he did not have, lying, and so bad that many of his own relatives refused to vote for him and endorse him. What a tragedy. This man is no more capable of being vice president of the greatest country in the world than I would be. Sure, he served a little bit in the Congress and has been a governor, but basically all of his agenda is a leftist, liberal, radical one that wants more government, wants more spending, wants more of your taxes. They call it investment. That is a code word for more taxes. Or they'll say, well, we've got to have this or that. They're very good at euphemisms. That's why Kamala Harris has become so well known for the word salad. When she gets through, you really have no idea what she has said, and perhaps she doesn't know what she has said. But it's a lot of garbage. It's a lot of just little phrases put together, phrases like economic opportunity. Who knows what in the world that is? Rather than saying, we want government to do more of this and more of that. No, they try to hide it. They try to run from it. They don't want fracking. They don't want more drilling. They don't want more taking from the liquid gold that we have in this country that's greater than we have in Russia and even parts of the Middle East. We have it right here. But we choose under this administration to buy it maybe from our enemies. What an insult to the intelligence of ordinary citizens, and surely should be to those elites that are in power that think because of their nomenclature or because of their pedigree that they know more than you and I know about it.
Do you have trouble finding King James scripture items? Has your local Christian bookstore closed down like ours has? Do you have trouble finding things for events at church or personal items for at home? Well, this is the reason I created Kinsman & Company. It is a totally King James scripture product store. And today, I'm glad to announce that we now have scripture cards. These have King James scripture on them. They're blank on the inside, and they have beautiful scriptures on the outside. And so these right here, these are the Woodland Friends. And they all have encouraging scripture that you could send to your friends and family with a little note inside to say how much you care. I also have, besides the Woodland Friends, I have this beautiful garden collection. They come in a nice box. There's 12 in here, 4 designs, and you get 3 of each design with white envelopes. And then also, I have the lemon and lavender, which is so beautiful, that comes the same way. So anyway, if you're looking for a card that has King James scripture on it, please go to my website. It's Kinsman, as in the Kinsman Redeemer, Kinsman, and company.shop. And you can shop there and you can find summer sales right now. Thank you.
In his new book, It's Always a Struggle, But, my dear friend Andrew Phipps delivers his life story straight from the heart, with a fascinating journey of faith, hope, and inspiration, even during the hard times. Andrew shares great stories from some of life's hardest lessons. Adding his own personal homespun humor and God-given wisdom, he encourages us to live life with a servant's heart. It's a great read that will have you inspired and give you an understanding of Andrew's journey as he shares personal stories of his family, his Christian faith, his great love of country, and how the transforming power of God changed the course of his life. It's often said that life gives the test first and the lesson later. Andrew makes an honest effort to help us by sharing his life experiences with humbleness, sincere candor, and his faith in God. We all have been there, those days when life is a struggle. I hope you will enjoy Andrew Phipps' new book, It's Always a Struggle, But. I highly recommend it.
To place your order for It's Always a Struggle, But, simply visit Andrew's website at phippsfaithfamilyfreedom.org. Order your copy today.
Friends, as you know, by being a part of our Faith Family Freedom programs, it's always, we think, beneficial to have guests, people that can add to the dialogue, that bring a perspective and a point of view that perhaps you and I might not be able to see. You know, each one of us has a sphere of influence, and some have opportunities maybe that I might not have, and so on. But anyway, today I have a good friend that I suppose I've known for 30 years or better, Micah Clark of the American Family Association of Indiana. And Micah Clark, if I could think of one person in the state of Indiana that has been a soldier, that has dug right in with both feet and hands, and I mean, he's been in the trenches. Sometimes when it wasn't popular, sometimes when he might be castigated by those that don't like the truth, and no doubt he has stood in harm's way, so to speak. People that don't like the idea of the values of the nuclear family, Christian values, and doing what's right at all costs. But Michael Clark is my friend, and I know that he is a man, a gentleman of integrity. And I count it a real honor today to have Michael Clark on our program.
Well, it's good to see you, Andrew, as always. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I thought we would just pop right out of the box, so to speak, when we talk about the American Family Association. The word family, that's part of our nomenclature as well. What is so valuable? I know you've seen it from various perspectives. You've seen it on the negative. You've seen it on the positive. Tell us the value of family in our society or any society.
Well, Andrew, if you look at any of our social problems today, going back to the 60s to today, almost every metric, out of wedlock birth, poverty, child abuse, drug abuse, suicide, there is hardly a social problem today that you cannot link back to the breakdown of the family. And sociologists have proven this for decades. Research, there's a mountain of research showing the importance of a married mother and father to the welfare of not only children, but of each other. And so many of the things that we deal with today concern the breakdown of the family. We hear about, you know, we're hearing a lot about equity and equality and disadvantage and social justice. There's a real injustice going on in our culture. It's happened over the last 50 years with the breakdown of the family. Actually, if you have married biological parents, it almost doesn't matter what race the child is in terms of economic attainability. Children with a married mother and father are less likely to drop out of school. They're more likely to graduate from high school. They're more likely to attend college. They tend to have better grades, less discipline problems, less likely to use drugs, less likely to engage in sex out of marriage or have out of wedlock birth. Almost every, you know, I'll tell you this too. Well, we'll get into this, Andrew. I know you'll want to. The role of faith is also a key component. And married couples and families are more likely to attend church, which leads into also social issues. It's interesting, Andrew, during COVID, Gallup did a poll, and they found, you know, we all hear about anxiety. It seems like every teenager I talk to has anxiety. I got tired of hearing about that word. But the Gallup poll looked at every single demographic before COVID and after COVID. And what they found was that every demographic, every economic group saw a decline in their mental health from the COVID crisis. Every demographic except one. And that one demographic did not see a decline in their mental health was those who were able to go to church every week during COVID did not see a decline in their mental health. And so you have this very strong connection between faith and family, and that's what your program is about. That's what American Family Association of Indiana is about. It's the one thing my supporters have in common. We have supporters of all age groups, races, demographics, but they're all in church on Sunday. And that has a huge impact on social issues. The role of the church in society, the role of family in society cannot be understated. And what concerns me, Andrew, is most public policy people, most legislators, they think about all what the government can do to address symptoms. They don't ever seem to stop and think what family does to solve problems.
Right. You know, I saw something, Micah, and I'm sure you probably know this so much better than I would know, but there was an economist, I'm not sure what he's doing now, by the name of Charles Murray, and he talked about a tipping point, that when marriage, in other words, when we have more people that are trying to rear families, I'll call it, outside of the marriage narrative and that structure, he said there would be a tipping point to where that society could not right itself, because what we do, we lose the foundational truths of the importance of marriage. You know, the Lord said that a man should leave his father and mother, cleave unto his wife, and that they would be no more twain but one flesh. And the Apostle Paul went on to say that husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. I think to add to your wonderful analysis so far, it seems to me that I saw where if a young person waits until they're at least 18 years of age to get married, finish high school, and that type of thing, and have no children prior to marriage, that their chances of being in poverty are much, much reduced. But if you violate some of those directives, then the propensity that you would end up in the cycle of poverty, I don't know if it's exponential or not, but it increases with rapidity. And you feel free here. I'm just trying to share a little thing that I remembered.
Actually, sociologists and researchers have a name for that, Andrew. It's called the success sequence. If a person does four things, their chances of being in poverty are extremely low. If they graduate from high school, if they don't do drugs, if they do not have children before they are married, and there's a fourth one, I forgot the fourth one. If they get a job, their chances of being in poverty are extremely low. If they break any of those four things, if they have children out of wedlock, if they don't graduate from high school, if they use drugs, or if they don't have a stable job, their chances of being in poverty are much higher, like 3 to 4 times higher. If we could just teach kids the importance of waiting to have children until you're married, not using drugs, you know, Nancy Reagan talked about that. Now we don't talk about that anymore. You know, just say no. They make fun of it now. We legalize marijuana in all these states and tell kids in that message, you know, that's a good thing, or it's just harmless, or it's just recreation. The fact is, states with legalized marijuana have the highest youth use rates of other states that don't. If we tell kids the importance of working, and the chances of them being in poverty are very small. Now, the other thing is, there is a huge, what we would call a gap between the haves and the have-nots. And the difference is not, it's not so much race, it's not where you live. You know, even in the inner city, if a child is raised with a married biological two-parent family, their chances of moving into middle class are much higher. If our marriage rates, Andrew, you know this, marriage rates have declined. You've seen it. Your son's a pastor. He probably does far fewer weddings than he did, say, 30 years ago. Yeah. Marriage is not valued like it used to be. Here's what's interesting. If our marriage rates today were the same as they were in 1970, our poverty level would automatically be cut by a third.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Embark on a life-changing journey through the ancient lands of Greece, where history and faith collide. Walk in the footsteps of the Apostle Paul as you explore the rich heritage and breathtaking beauty of this remarkable country. Over 11 unforgettable days, experience the vibrant culture and deep spiritual significance of cities like Athens, Corinth, and Thessaloniki. Discover the places where Paul preached, prayed, and penned letters that have inspired millions. From bustling markets to serene temples, this journey offers a unique blend of adventure, reflection, and fellowship. This incredible tour is brought to you by Signature Tours, a company with a family tradition of 4 generations. With meticulous attention to detail and the best private guides in the industry, Signature Tours ensures an amazing trip. Join Andrew Phipps and his wife, Shirley, from June 18th through the 28th, 2025, for an experience that will deepen your faith and leave you with memories to last a lifetime. Don't miss this opportunity to connect with history and make new friends on this incredible spiritual journey. Scan the QR code or head over to phippsfaithfamilyfreedom.org to learn more and secure your spot today.
You know, Micah, one of the interesting things of putting it in a generalization is that government doesn't constitute and make up the families. The families make up the government. And it was never intended that for the legislature or the federal government to rear our children. You know, my mother, I was born very late in life, and my mother had almost no formal education. She didn't know about subjects and verbs and verb declensions, and she didn't know about the dangling participles or whatever. But we always knew that she loved us, and she wanted the best for us. She, her first husband had died in 1938. She had eight children at the time, and was expecting one. And for her, she could have maybe made a decision, this was in 1938, to abandon the children or let them go to foster homes or orphanages. But no, that did not enter her mind. By being a strong-willed person and having a desire and a love for her family, her children, she made it. And you know, we see, I think we have a good evidence also in J.D. Vance. I read his book, The Hillbilly Odyssey, and Elegy, I guess it was. And he made the point there that his grandparents made the significant part in his rearing, because his mother and the lifestyle perhaps that she had wasn't the best, but the family can never be overestimated. I think Will Durant said that the family is the basis of civilization.
Yeah, we have more children today growing up with their grandparents than at any point in the last century. As the breakdown of families is occurring, more grandparents are stepping up to raise their kids. I should say this too, Andrew. If you're listening to this and you're a single mom or a single dad, that does not mean your children are doomed. It simply means in terms of public policy, the risks are higher. My wife was raised largely by a single mom, did perfectly well. She has a master's degree. It doesn't mean you're doomed, but what it means in terms of public policy is giving the best chance to the most people for the greatest good would be a married mother and father. There's another great story out there, Andrew. I would encourage people to look into this. Dr. Ben Carson, there's a movie in his book, but the movie is called Gifted Hands. Cuba Gooding Jr. plays it. It's a wonderful movie, family friendly. His mother could not read, and he and his brother did not know it. And Dr. Carson became one of the world's greatest neurosurgeons, one of the first people to ever, he was the first person to separate Siamese twins co-joined at the head. Figured out to keep them out, prevent bleeding out. His mother could not read. He did not know it. She made him turn off the television and read books, get involved in church, and it changed his life. It's a wonderful story. And that, I think that too, Andrew, plays into the role parents have in education. It's why I support school choice, school vouchers, because it allows parents to be more involved, to send their child to a better public school, a charter school, or a private school. And so get empowering parents. You know, the government shouldn't stand in the way of forcing kids into a monopoly or preventing parents from doing what they want with their children in terms of their education or their religious instruction or even their health and health care. The government should assist families in every way possible, because the first and foremost Department of Health and Human Services is the mother and father. It's not the government.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, I was privileged to meet Dr. Ben Carson in Washington, D.C. I'm going to try to reach out, and hopefully, I know he gets a lot of demands upon his time for speaking engagements and interviews, etc. But I'm going to see if I can't get him to come and be a part of our Faith Family Freedom programs. And Micah, I can't tell you enough how much I appreciate you, not only as my friend, but what you do to advance common sense, biblical world viewpoints, and the teachings of Christ. And you're a great patriot, Christian patriot. I appreciate it. And I want you to come back and feel welcome at any time to add to what we're trying to do in our dialogue here.
Well, I would love that. You know, Andrew, you and I have been friends for 30 years. I appreciate that. For almost as long as I've been a lobbyist at the Indiana General Assembly on family issues, I've known you, and appreciate all the work you do, both in your gospel music history, as well as your call as an activist and a patriot, and the speaking you do around the country. So it's an honor to be on here. Very much appreciate. If people want to learn more about American Family Association of Indiana, our website is afain.net. That's afain.net. Feel free to sign up for our free weekly email, where I help to educate people on the issues of the day, because you can't trust the media. The media is about 90% liberal or Democrat, less than 10% are conservatives. So we try and give people good information about what's going on that they can share with people at afain.net. So thank you, Andrew.
Thank you, Micah. I appreciate that. I hope maybe we can even get that on the screen for you. Thank you, my friend. Have a wonderful day. God bless.
You too. Good to see you.
Dear friends, this is Andrew Phipps with Faith, Family, and Freedom. A cultural war is raging, and how it ends will have grave consequences for me and you. It appears that those who are striving to remove the ancient landmarks are succeeding, or at least they are getting the attention and notoriety. You and I have no choice. We must resist at all costs. Never in my lifetime have I seen such an attack upon our Christian heritage and values. The United States Constitution means little or nothing to these folks as long as they can promote their own agendas of extreme socialism and the most bizarre attacks upon all that we deem good and wholesome. Truth is rejected by those who hate the truth, and they hate America and its exceptionalism. Their goal is to make America into what it never has been. To these leftist radicals, their hatred of personal liberties and the freedom to practice the faith of our fathers are the narratives they chant nightly upon our so-called news channels. I know you agree. That's why I'm appealing to you today to join me in the fight to do all that we can do to preserve our heritage for our children and their children. This is a giant step of faith to go into these several television markets with our Faith, Family, and Freedom broadcasts. These areas include Cleveland, Ohio, and that area, southwestern Michigan, Indianapolis, basically the southeastern part of Kentucky and much of Tennessee, Atlanta, Georgia, and over 40 counties in that state, as well as some of the North Carolina areas. This is a huge step of faith for me, and I need your help. So many of you have been so kind and allowed me to speak in your pulpits, but these television outlets give us an opportunity to possibly reach thousands, maybe millions. If you believe our ministry to be credible, would you consider helping us financially? A monthly support, a one-time offering, or whatever you can do would be so greatly appreciated. The need is now, and it is urgent. I am willing to do what I can do to speak truth to error as best as I can determine it. There is no need for us to talk about the deplorable conditions in which we find ourselves today if we're not willing to do something about it. Am I able to count on your support? I hope so. Would you please pray for our ministry and pray that God would give us discernment and provide the means that we can stand in the gap in these last days as we try to promote the principles of Christian living and the faith of our fathers. And this is Andrew Phipps.
Andrew Phipps has been part of the WHMB television family for decades now. And as the general manager of the station for the past 28 years, I've had the chance to get to know Andrew quite well. Needless to say, I was very excited when I heard Andrew had written a new book titled It's Always a Struggle, But. This new book sums up Andrew's life story written in a way that only Andrew can tell. From early survival and great loss to eventual success in many aspects of his life, Andrew Phipps, an award-winning educator, speaker, and broadcaster, takes readers on a personal journey. This journey shows how a second chance, along with unwavering faith and hard work, changed the course of his life and can change yours. Each page in Andrew Phipps' new book, It's Always a Struggle, But, brings valuable life lessons, homespun humor, inspiration, Christian principles, and a reminder to never lose sight of the transformational power of God in our daily lives. The book will remind you to be grateful for all things and to see the hand of God in all opportunities that surround us in every season of life. Remember, it's always a struggle, but, by Andrew Phipps.
To place your order for It's Always a Struggle, But, simply visit Andrew's website at phippsfaithfamilyfreedom.org. Order your copy today.
If you'd like to have any of our products, we do have a Faith, Family, and Freedom Handbook. We have some DVDs. We did one with Pastor Jim Scudder in Washington, D.C. a little over a year ago. It's called Can You Find God in D.C.? I think you will enjoy the beautiful programming that was done in the Jefferson and Lincoln Memorials and other places. If you want any of our products, just call us or get in touch with us, as would be indicated there on the screen. But at least we can get our neighbors, our friends, we can encourage them and tell them the necessity, the imperative of voting. You know, I have grandchildren. I've said it before, and great-grandchildren, and I have an investment. I have a concern. They're my legacy, and I don't want to leave them with a nation who knows not freedom and a country where they squelch freedom of speech, where they designated hate speech if they don't like the speech. You know, the crowd that wanted to free Barabbas, it wasn't because they were in love with Barabbas. They hated the Lord Jesus Christ. That was the pivotal point upon which they made a decision. I hope we're better than this. We've got to be better than this. I urge you to pray and tell others and say, oh, God, save this country. We need your help. He's the authority. He's the one that we have to look to. No man comes even anywhere close to the proximity of the power, the majesty, the omnipotence of our God, who is a thrice holy God. Let's do our part while we have time to do it.